Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From veteran New York-based clarinetist and saxophonist Joe Traina, we kick off the 706th episode of Neon Jazz with his take on It's Wonderful off his latest 2021 CD, Tip of the Hat. This busy man has kept jazz bands of various sizes together and working extensively in the New York, New Jersey metro area since 1990. His groups have been all over New York City, at joints like the Iridium, the Rainbow Room, Tavern on the Green, Sardi's, Metronome, the Players Club, and so many others. Over the years, he has produced and recorded 5 albums and worked with dozens of nationally renowned jazz and Broadway orchestra musicians. And he does some of what we do around these parts here. He hosts a bi-weekly podcast called Please Join Me on the Anchor.fm platform, featuring interviews with artists across the spectrum of music, theater, dance, and literature. And on Inauguration Day 2021, with the world already changing, we talk to him about the new album and a life in jazz. This should sum some things up for him.
I find that it's a healthy outlet. Someone like me who has a lot of nervous energy, who's inquisitive, who wants to be engaged most of the time, I find not having something that's challenging, not having something where I can learn and develop, can be the road to mischief for someone like me.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town featuring live music all over the place. From the Phoenix downtown to Chaz on the Plaza, And on June 21st, 2021, it was Make Music Day in Kansas City, celebrated with UNESCO, led by the great Anita Dixon. And they welcomed the legendary drummer Bill Summers and a host of others celebrating percussion and music from Dunbar Park in perfect weather. And that is playing below us now and coming to you, as always, from Kansas City, Missouri. We are honored to give you one of the planet's finest musical forms and 1 hour of goodness. One of those legendary jazz cats that have arced into Joe's world is Joplin, Missouri-born, San Diego-based, renowned saxophonist Charles McPherson. Here's the tune Portrait off the 2006 CD, First Flight Out.
I'm Rodrigo Faina. I'm a composer and guitar player based now in Holland and Madrid, and I'm listening to Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was composer and band leader Rodrigo Faina, joined by the Change Ensemble with the tune If I'm to Live off the 2021 CD Different Roots. He is an audio alchemist blending the techniques of new music and the traditions of jazz and tango in a lush and progressive sound, distinctively all of his own. And we caught up with him here at the show, and he talked music.
Music, and especially for me, writing music has been always the center of my life, you know, pursuing somehow happiness through music.
The next cut on the show comes from the innovative fusion free jazz improviser on the guitar. He's legendary, in fact. This is the great John Abercrombie with the song Promenade off the 2003 CD Hotline. Dig in. Thank you.
everyone. This is guitarist Mike Scott from Southern California. Thanks for listening. You're checking out Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Born in Japan and now in L.A., that was guitarist Mike Scott with the tune Now and Later off the 2021 CD Collecting Things. This cat plays with equal parts energy and spirit, lyricism, swing, creativity. a soulful and expressive touch, and always with a well-crafted sense of rhythm. Mike has been an active part of the Los Angeles jazz scene since the 90s, when he started playing his first professional gigs. Over the years, he has performed extensively throughout the U.S. and abroad in all kinds of venues. And we talked to him here about the post-COVID world. Have a listen.
I hope that we all have like a real, a sincere appreciation of it. It's just one of those times, right, where it's like we forget just the little things that we take for granted, you know. So I hope that we all like really, just anything, you know, going out to sit and see a live concert, to go into a movie theater or something, it's find like that I'll have an appreciation for how great of a thing that is.
From a trio of heavyweights off guitarist Sid Jacobs' new trio album, 3-in-1, featuring Joe LaBarbera on drums and Derek Oles on acoustic bass, this is the 2018 tune, It Ain't Necessarily So. Enjoy. Thank you.
Hi, this is Rosanna Vitro, jazz singer. You know, when I want to be uplifted and I want to hear some great jazz and great interviews, I tune in to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. So that's what you should do, too.
No more blues, I'm going back home. No more blues, I promise no more to go. Home is where my heart is. The funny part is my heart's been right here all along. No more tears and no more sighs. No more fears, I've said my last goodbyes. If trouble beckons me, I swear I'm going to refuse. I'm gonna settle down, there'll be no more blues. Every day when I am far away, my thoughts turn homeward, forever homeward. I've traveled around this world in search of happiness, and all the happiness I've found was here in my hometown. No more blues, I'm going back home. No more blues, I'm through with all my wandering now. I'll settle down, I'll never roam. Find a man and we'll make a home. And when we settle down, there will be no more blues. Nothing but happiness when we settle down. There'll be no more blues. Shut up, every day when I am far away, my thoughts turn homeward, forever homeward. I've traveled around this world in search of happiness, and all the happiness I found was here in my hometown. No more blues, I'm going back home. No more blues, I'm through with all my wandering now. I'll settle down, I'll never roam. Find a man and we'll make a home. And when we settle down, there will be no more blues. Nothing but happiness when we settle down. When we settle down, when we settle down, there'll be no more blues.
That was Hot Springs, Arkansas-born jazz singer and star Rosanna Vitro with the reissue of her LP, Listen Here, with the tune No More Blues, out in 2021. She is the product of two distinct cultural strains. Her father, who ran the Flamingo nightclub, divided his music affinities between Frank Sinatra and the finery of Italian opera. Her mother sang country and gospel songs by the way of the church, and she was the child of the 60s that gravitated to Houston pursuing blues and rock of her idols. And in 1978, she moved to New York, and she played with her heroes, and we caught up with her here at the show, and she opened up about how to make money in jazz.
We always laughed at how if you want to make $1 million as a jazz musician, you'd have to start with close to that.
From London-based bass player Hugh V. Williams we go next, a very fresh, innovative voice on the scene, full of history. This is the title track off his 2020 pandemic release called Equidistant Between. And as we do, listen to Hugh talk about post-pandemic adventures.
And, you know, I hope that kind of musically there's more risk-taking in a way, you know, because obviously we've all been kind of cooped up inside with no one to please but ourselves in terms of music kind of thing. First musicians anyway.
Thank you. This is Foster Joseph coming out of New York, and you're listening to Neon Jazz Radio.
Candy, I call my sugar candy. You know I'm sweet and candy. Candy's sweet on me. She understands me, my understanding, candy. And is always handy when I need sympathy. I wish there were four of her so I could love much more of her. She's taken my complete heart. I've got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart Candy. Gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make her mine, oh mine. There were four of her so I could love much more of her. She's taken my complete heart. I've got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart Candy. Gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make her mine, oh mine. The day I take my candy, my sweet Candy. Oh, Candy, she understands me, my understanding Candy. Always handy when I need sympathy.
That was a man from the West Indies, originally born in Charlestown, Nevis, jazz singer Foster Joseph with the song Candy off the 2021 CD, To Love. And he loves being a performer. And he opened up about it during a recent interview with the show.
I like the response from the audience. I can tell when I do a ballad, I could almost like hear them breathe when the audience turn really, really, really quiet. You know, you're able to transmit your feelings to them.
At the age of 13, he heard Kind of Blue by the legendary Miles Davis for the first time and developed an abiding love of jazz. So off the landmark 1959 recording that has launched millions of careers and dreams worldwide, here's Blue and Green as Foster talks about it.
My sister dated a saxophonist and he brought Kind of Blue album. When I was little, I heard it and I said, that's the kind of music I like. Thank you.
Dr. Linnie Hamilton. I'm a jazz trumpet player from Ireland. I'm a university lecturer in jazz, and I'm a broadcaster. And I've got two albums that are currently doing the rounds in America. One's called Making Other Arrangements with an 18-piece orchestra, and the other is For the Record with the best players in Ireland that I could find, and two wonderful guys from New York, Mark Egan on bass and Adam Respond.
That was the magic of Irish trumpeter, educator, and radio personality Dr. Linley Hamilton with the tune Carmel off his spectacular 2018 CD, Making Other Arrangements. He has been a part of the Irish music scene for over 20 years and has had a career packed with so many memorable moments. And we talked to him during the height of the pandemic, and he had some good words like these.
I just think we have to be positive whenever there's any situations that come on. People have always survived, you know, and music will always survive. And I think if one thing the pandemic has taught us is that we actually need music and we need creative people.
And during that interview, we asked Linley what his dream concert would have been if he could catch it live. And it happened to include one of the greatest ever on the trumpet, Mr. Freddie Hubbard. As we listen to the tune Phoebe's Samba off the 1994 CD Live at Fat Tuesdays, listen to Freddie explain.
The one person I'd want to see at his peak and to talk to him and to thank him for his influence is Freddie Hubbard. He was the man for me, you know, that had the capacity to change the way you felt by the way he played.
Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man always doing his best on live recordings, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
jazz.